You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. It is Sunday, April 1st, 2012. We're into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow. Coming up, we're going to have Dave Mustaine, excerpts of the TV interview I did with him, airing here on the radio, and then we're going to have two segments with David Icke, some of the most important excerpts of what he said in an hour-long or close to hour-long interview we did a few days ago. But I was just thinking about the Prometheus piece that we just aired and how truly bizarre it is that the leadership of this planet believes that they know the secrets to human development, and maybe they do. Maybe they've been passing this down through secret societies forever. That's the kind of the plot of The Fifth Element as well, with Bruce Willis and the whatever that lovely actress is. What's her name? In The Fifth Element. She's also in all those Resident Evil movies. Something Mia Jovovich. Another one of God's beautiful creations. The point is that we need to have a debate and discussion about the globalists, as they think they're God and all they're doing is wrecking the planet while lecturing us all day about how they are going to take all our rights away and kill us to protect the planet. Not really, they just like to kill people. And that's what's going on. Speaking of that, the Supreme Court supposedly has secretly ruled on the healthcare situation, and I'm wondering if we're going to get any leaks on this. Maybe there's leaks now. I don't know. Lots of rumors that they're going to affirm government-run eugenics healthcare. Can you imagine this criminal government controlling what type of healthcare you're going to get? But they're also saying that we'll know for sure by late June. They have to write their ruling, their findings down, and that we'll supposedly know this by June. But I hope that they don't just strike down parts of it. They've got to strike down the entire stinking slag heap that is corporate fascist health care written by the insurance companies to make 35 million people get health care and cut down what type of health care they get. You know, more and more I ask the crew when they're looking through the news to give me stacks of news on weird stuff that's confirmed but bizarre. And you've got to look at this story. We've got it up at Infowars.com. Did a sea monster wash up on South Carolina coast? And it's a giant thing that looks like something out of a science fiction movie. It looks like the brain bug. And I'm not talking about Webster Tarpley. I'm talking about, that's his secret nickname I've now released. He's awesome. So smart. I'm talking about the brain bug from, there's bookworms. There's also brain bugs. But there's also the brain bug from Starship Troopers. Remember that one? This looks like the brain bug. Residents of South Carolina coastal town believe they're dealing with a whole different kind of sea monster than an alarmingly large, strange-looking body of some kind of aquatic creature washed up on the coastal state's Folly Beach. Man, that's weird-looking. And what's strange about it is they thought coelacanths had been extinct for millions of years and they found them off the coast of Africa. Who knows, man? This is some wild-looking creature. There's a lot of stuff down in that deep, dark ocean. Man hasn't even begun to discover what's going on this planet. Okay, we're going to come back and give you Dave Mustaine of Megadeth talking about the New World Order more. And then we're going to give you David Icke, two Daves in 1 hour. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Truth Seekers, we've got a real treat for you tonight in studio here in Austin, Texas. Here in the bunker with us is Dave Mustaine, founder of Megadeth, one of the first members of Metallica, known as one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And he's a patriot who loves liberty and loves this country and loves God. And I tell you, I love Dave Mustaine. He just ended his big Gigantor tour, huge success. David, it's great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here, Tony.
Wow. So you just ended the tour here in Austin.
Yeah, Gigantor 2012 in North America we ended. There's no telling how much longer Gigantor will go in other countries and stuff like that, but this was the end of the beginning of this year. We started on Philadelphia over on the East Coast and worked up into Canada and across Canada pretty well. We have a Canadian drummer, so we all of a sudden became really huge up there. Good.
Is it just me, or is Megadeth getting bigger than ever? Because I hear about it all the place. I hear it a lot more on the radio. You guys are so prolific, and it's stuff's even getting better.
I think we're getting more popular, but with what happened with unlocking, the recording industry and everybody being able to get records basically at will, we had to kind of focus more on the live aspect. So I think the hard work touring has paid off, because whether record sales help a band survive anymore or not, we're still able to continue to get out to the masses because, good times, bad times, people like entertainment. And the funny thing is during, when it's considerably tougher times, heavy metal becomes more popular. So as things have kind of gone in a more difficult period, the same way it was during in the 80s, it's cyclical. It's the same stuff, and times are getting kind of tough now, and heavy metal is becoming much more popular again. Every record, it's kind of like a snapshot of your life, you have to live life in between records to experience something so that you're not just regurgitating the same stupid song and lyrics, 100 times, because people will eventually catch on to that. But there's also the fact that when people discover a band in the very beginning, that's the band that they hold on to. Very rarely do you see a band go 13 albums into their career like we have and still continue to generate new fans. And, although you do lose fans on the way, that they grow up, people get married, their wives tell them to stop listening to metal, and, then that's the end of the story. Or, people just, they just start playing it themselves and don't listen to it because they make their own music. When MySpace came out, there was, I think at one time I remember there was a study, there was 8 million MySpace pages with people that had their own music uploaded onto it. And I was thinking, like, God, 8 million fans on there, and probably 750 or 7.5 million of them suck, because even that 500,000 that would have good stuff, You've got your whole life to write your first record, you know, and when it's time to write your second one, that's when the pressure's on. It wasn't like we just got a different engineer. We had a new producer working with me, so in the beginning, it was kind of like, all right, who's this guy, Johnny Kay, you know, and what's he all about, you know, and he did Stained, and, you know, that was kind of like those guys, and you know, Metal Is Us guys. So when Johnny came, he was recommended by our bassist, David Ellison. I didn't know anything about him. And, you know, it was kind of like, you know, two dogs kind of sizing each other up. You know, although we didn't get into it at all, we became, you know, fast friends. There was some time where I thought, you know, is this going to work? Because, you know, we had 8 weeks to make the record, and we had to do 13 songs. And one of the songs had to be done immediately for Guitar Hero. And, I mean, for Konami. That was the Never Dead song. And Sudden Death had come out earlier that year. We started working on the song when David Ellison came back. You know, we were in the process of doing it for the game. And it was going to be included in the record. So that was actually the first time that Ellison recorded with us again in 8 years.
In fact, I was going to bring that a point back. I mean, it's great to see David back in the band.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's pretty funny. You know, there's an irony about this guy. Like, he's studying to be a pastor, but he swears more than I do. You know, and he's in a 12-step program, but, you know, he drinks coffee from morning till night. You know, and you know, good thing for me is we're friends. I've always cared about him, even during, you know, the period we went through where we were kind of estranged from each other, you know, because when you're in a band together, you guys become almost like, it's kind of like a weird marriage, so to speak, like a family kind of thing. You know, everybody always says that, but it usually breaks up because, you know, families fracture. You can't always expect all four people to have the same viewpoint. And we didn't at a period of time, and me being the leader, I had to make some unpopular decisions. And of course, when things go wrong, you know, it's my fault. And when things go great, it's everybody's credit, you know. So I accepted that early in the game because I knew that was how things were going to be portrayed. And when we got back together again after, you know, all the lawsuit and stuff had happened, you know, Dave had... He was contrite about what, you know, had happened. His case against me got completely dismissed, and he actually got really hurt. The fans were really pissed at him for suing me, and I kept telling him, you know, and I love Dave. The sad thing is that, you know, the kids are getting hurt in this. You know, funny thing is our kids are so resilient; they don't even think about it. They get together and they're just jumping on each other and, you know, acting like stupid kids, so that, you know, it didn't even affect them. So I saw him at dinner one time, and I said, you know, he said it was the dumbest thing he's ever done, and I said, I forgive you. And that was the beginning of the path back to him joining the band again. You know, we tried a couple times to talk, and God's timing just wasn't right, you know. And when the time was right, it was effortless. He came in, he started playing. I was looking through my hair, kind of like trying to clandestinely check him out, see if he was, you know, having trouble, or if he wasn't into it, or if he was enjoying himself or whatnot. And it was pretty cool because it, you know, give or take, you know, some hair colors changing or some hair loss, you know, we were like the same two kids we met when we met in Los Angeles back in the 80s.
I was about to say, it was great to see him back in the band because I'd always just seen him in photos and a couple concerts where I'd seen him, you know, early on many years ago. I was like, wow, I remember this guy too. This is even great. And he's such a nice guy. Dave, we haven't really gotten into politics yet in this interview, but you were telling me just basically about what happened, the whole Santorum thing. Mm-hmm. What went on there?
Well, you know, it's no secret I've been writing songs about not being happy with the way that the peasants are treated in the valley, you know, and being one myself, you know, the lyrics in Peace Sells talks a lot about what my beliefs are. You know, I go to work when I have to, I go to court when I have to, I pay my bills, you know, I believe in God. You know, all the things like our founding fathers would have been proud of, you know what I mean? And I was talking, doing an interview with this guy, innocently enough. He asked me what I thought about the candidates. I went through the Republican candidates and said what I thought of each one at the time, because it was during that horrible, embarrassing smear campaign that they were all waging towards each other. And, it, I mean, seemingly like that everybody was just fighting instead of, you know, saying, well, yeah, he may have done this, but I believe this and I'm going to fight against Obama. You know, if
I told Ron Paul that last time he was on, I said, I get you guys all to fight with each other, but transcend, go after Obama.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Yeah, and it's not even going after Obama. It's going after the ideals that
sure.
America was founded on, and that we, you know, we have a constitution. I saw a joke the other day. Someone said that I think Syria was writing a new constitution, and that they could have ours because we don't use it anymore. You know, but to get back to the point, you know, I was just talking about the politics, like I did when I did Rock the Vote. You know, and. The second person who picked up the story said I endorsed Rick Santorum. And, you know, I put out a press release after that that said I never used the word endorsed. I said that I liked the guy because he jumped off the campaign trail to go be with his sick daughter. Now, that to me, whether you're a football player or an astronaut, if you put your family first, you get kudos in my book.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1669.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.25, $855.63 for a half ounce, or $427.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.25, $855.63, and $427.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the April 1st Sunday edition. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Infowars.com with a weekday show. But let's go back to this exclusive Infowars interview with Dave Mustaine. And coming up, David Icke. He's got some very interesting stuff to tell us.
You were telling me a story, and you were saying, you know, I see the new up-and-coming musicians coming in that are opening for us, and then I see some of the older ones, and it's kind of like the prodigal son. You're there explaining to them, this is kind of like, you know, the stages of life. This is the lesson from life. What did you mean by that? I mean, describe how people come into music, how they leave music.
Well, it's hard to... To explain to some musicians sometimes when they come in, because when they come into the music business, they've got their whole lives to write their first record. But when I say that, I mean that you've got four or five people, sometimes three, in a band that have their whole life to write their first record, and you have a conglomeration of maybe anywhere from 10 to 40 or 50 songs that they can weed through. But after that process of elimination, you realize a lot of it is just kind of like, you know, getting rid of the gristle and the fat and stuff like that. You get down to the real meat of all the songs. You kind of have a lot left. And then when it's time to do your second record, the pressure's on. Our second record was Peace Sells But Who's Buying? And that was, for us, way more successful than Killing was. And as we've grown along, we've learned a lot of things on the way. And some people you can talk to and they'll listen to you. And others, they're like, you know what, thanks for the information. I don't need any more anything from you. You know, and sometimes I look at him and I think, well, you know, you're going to be in one of those guys that gets in a band and, you know, it doesn't mean absolutely nothing. You know, when I got in a band, it was to be in a band for life. You know, I never intended on having to part ways with Metallica, and it happened, you know, and I don't intend on parting ways with Megadeth, but you know what, at some point I'm going to hang up my guitar. You know, it's just... with the stress on my shoulder and with the touring that we do, the demands around the world, I can't keep up with it. You know, it's a great problem to have. You know, I think God's really blessed me in an amazing way, all the bad stuff that I've done over my life that, you know, just by saying something as significantly and symbolically simple as just saying, hey, you know what, I'm not God, you are, and I'm going to listen for a little while and see what happens. And, you know, the road got smooth and my career's turned around. I got my best friend back playing bass with me. My kids like me. You know, traffic's gotten better. You know, it's just a whole complete paradigm shift.
And the universe lays before you. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody thinks that people that are successful, even if you have talent, they think, oh, it's just given to you. Even if you've got Zeus lightning bolts, it still is a lot of work.
Yeah, you can be a great player. That doesn't mean you're going to be in a great band. You know, the alleyways are littered with Olympians, and you know, the think that there are so many other guitar players that are better than I am, so many singers that are better than I am. You know,
well, there are folks better than you at like speed metal, because I've talked to famous guitarists and they say, wow, Dave Mustaine's amazing.
Yeah, there are plenty. I believe my guitar partner is a better guitarist than I am. I mean, I'm a good songwriter because I write from my heart and you know, having all those hard knocks and, you know, the stuff I was telling you about, the hand-me-down clothes and stuff, you know, that whole thing really...
Okay, there you go. You got to tell that story.
It gives you character, you know, and you're just growing up and wanting to fit in. You know, when you finally get that shot, it becomes inebriating, you know. And when I finally knew I was going to become something as a musician, I felt like, you know what, I'm not going to be this latchkey kid anymore. I'm not going to be wearing, you know, hand-me-down clothes. I'm not going to be, you know, getting food stamps and having to get lunch tickets at school and all that stuff that, you know, you look at a kid like that in school today and you think like, oh, he's a low-income punk. He's a brat. He's never going to amount to anything, you know, and I was that, I'll bet.
But in a way, that's good. I know, like, you know, these wealthy kids, Nouveau Riche, whatever, they're even more wrecked because they expect everything. Mm. I mean, some of the most valuable things in my life, I grew up, you know, middle class. And my parents were so country, they didn't even think I needed the you know, the cool clothes. Mm. It's like, you get your clothes once a year, that's it. So we'll sew the holes up in them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you get. It wasn't even like, they didn't even know what trendy was.
Yeah.
But I remember kids making fun of me for my clothes, but what I really remember was kids that had flunked three grades ganging up and stomping on me. Mm. And at the time, it was horrible, but I went home. My dad wasn't a tough guy, but he said, well, you just better kick their ass.
Mm.
And it's like, not that I'm a tough guy, but it's like the fact that I learned to stand up for myself and got beat up and had my leg broken and all this other stuff, that like is really valuable now, because now I'm not scared.
Yeah, you know, I've always respected people who are my friends that, you know, are willing to say, hey, you know what you're doing isn't right, because, you know, it could end up in me getting hurt, hurting them, jeopardizing my family, safety of others, my career. You know, there's been some dumb stuff I've done, jumping out of a perfectly good operating airplane. That's not, you know, people just don't think, hey, I'm going to grab a backpack and jump out of an airplane. But that's what I did over and over and over when I was skydiving. You know, and the thought of that now that I'm a little bit older, I was thinking, oh, my God, because Justice, our son, had said that he wanted to skydive, and I was thinking, oh, God, how do I tell him not to do this? You know, because I was crazy at the time. I wasn't even supposed to skydive. I'd done an interview, and again, English into a foreign language translated back into English. I told some lady that I wanted to skydive, and she said that I did, and I was so gullible at the time and so conscientious of all the people that were always, you know, going after me. I thought, well, I gotta do it so that I don't look like a liar, you know. And it's sad when you're in that place where people have that kind of control over you, you know. Fortunately for me, I got healed from all that, but it was fun the first time I skydived.
Well, Dave, I don't want to wear you out here. You've done an incredible job on this interview after this long tour, and it's just amazing. You wanted to tell the Bill Clinton story, so let's close with that.
Well, I had gone to the White House because I'd done that work with the Rock the Boat thing, and I had gotten asked by some people out in Los Angeles to get involved with that. I unfortunately can't remember their name. I do remember Dave Sorelnick from MTV was helping me as I did all the coverage, and, you know, got in the Democratic National Convention and covered a lot of stuff and talked with a lot of people, and that kind of solidified my kind of curiosity that, you know, as a political writer, as a songwriter, that, you know, I can do something that matters. So when we did the Rock the Vote thing, there was also the motor voter bill that got passed in California. It may be in other states around the nation right now, I don't know, but it made it simple for people who had a driver's license to be able to register to vote. You know, voting is a huge part of the democratic process. You know, I mean, you watch them vote on cooking shows and stuff like that, you know. So I thought it was important to get involved with that. Dwight Yoakam was in on that. A lot of other really cool people were in on that. And when it got passed, we all got invited up to the White House, and we went up there with the dudes from Living Color and stuff. And I kept thinking about Willie Nelson smoking dope on the top of the White House. And I wonder if they still do that, you know, that kind of stuff. And I had my little coin at the time, because I was in a 12-step program at the time. And I walked up to President Clinton, and I said, hello, Mr. Clinton. I said, this is my coin here. And he took it from me. He stuck it in his pocket. And I said, no, that's not for you. I just wanted you to hold it and give me some mojo, you know. And so he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he handed it back to me. And that was my my moment with the president. I thought it was pretty cool. I think that it's something that everybody should aspire to do, to make a contribution to this great nation for the good of everybody. And if you don't know the difference between what's right and what's wrong, just open your mind up. There are great outlets like you here. Some people may not agree with everything that you say. That's what makes us individuals. But there are a lot of people who are people like you that believe in country and God and family and stuff like that. I know you as my friend. You know, you just got to kind of look for the good in stuff. You know, it's right there hidden right in front of you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights.
We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to this special edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Special because we've got one of my favorite guests, David Icke. He's got some interesting observations. He's being protested. Groups don't want him to speak. Also, just before we went on air here, brought up any TSA adventures he's had. He's going to discuss it all. And then I'm going to talk to him about the New World Order throwing everything in our face. They're now admitting that they don't just have life extension technologies. They have age reversal systems. They're admitting that, oh, your appliances do have hidden tech in them to spy on you. Why are they throwing it all in our face right now? I have my own ideas, but we'll get David Icke's take on that. But he is visiting now here in the 50th state, Hawaii. David joining us via audio Skype. Great to have you, David.
Cheers, Alex.
Well, how was your trip out there? What's your view on the TSA?
Well, it's three quarters around the world for me, so it was a long trip. But I did experience the TSA one or two times already, both in Los Angeles and then moving around the islands here. And you know, it was fine. I had to pat down and got through and all the rest of it. But what shocked me, Alex, and what has shocks me every time I come to America, and indeed, you know, some other countries that have these full body scanners, is to stand there in the line, you know, shoes off, belt off, all this stuff. And while that's going on, you're watching parents take the children through these full body scanners. It is extraordinary. And, you know, we can discuss various definitions of child abuse, but I would say that the ignorance subjecting your children to this radiation every time they go through an airport with no question, come on, honey, quick, there you go, and all this stuff, no question, no thought, no question about what the effect on the child might be. And of course, radiation has a greater impact on children for various genetic medical reasons. It's just extraordinary to me how asleep people can be. And you know, people talk about ignorance being bliss. Well, ignorance is bliss, but only for a while, because ignorance always catches up with you. And you know, ignorance of this, the impact of these radiation scanners is going to catch up with enormous numbers of people. The frequent flyers, which of course you have so many in America, they are picking this stuff up all the time, day after day after day, and the cumulative effect is going to be devastating. But how parents can just allow that to happen to their children is just absolutely extraordinary to me, beyond words.
David, can you imagine 10 years ago we would have told people they're going to put you in naked body scanners, save a naked image of you, which they've been caught doing, lying, of course, and parents are going to let their children be separated from them, scared, and have men and women, in some cases different sex even, literally going in the pants and taking babies' diapers off. I mean, it is beyond dark satire that somebody like Kurt Vonnegut or Robert Heinlein would write in their dystopic, you know, futuristic systems. And we see things like 1984, The Running Man. All of this is really being used as a template. And they've had top psychologists, you know, point out, as you know, that this groping universally, not just in the U.S., but in England and other areas now, is training children to have people touch them in a way that previously, you know, you say, you know, stranger danger, bad man, bad woman, don't touch me. This is literal pedophile training, and they know exactly what they're doing. And now the TSA is ending up out on the highways of America and just demanding that they get in our comfort zone. And now we've learned they're medicalizing police under federal grants to begin blood draws on highways. This is all about getting in our comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that, and then you look and you ask a similar question. A few months ago, I'll say, you know, the start of 2011, would we have believed that elected governments in Italy and Greece would be by now replaced by technocrats, bankers who've never seen a ballot box in their life? What's happening, and I've been talking about this for years, it's basically what will they take? So, and this is very, very relevant to what I'm seeing in Hawaii too. What will the public take? Keep pushing, keep pushing. And if you don't meet resistance, then push some more. No resistance, push some more. This is why people have got to understand that this is where we are now, is not where it's due to end. It's just the latest stage on the road to where they want it to end. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at what point are we going to resist in big enough numbers to make the resistance effective? Are we going to wait until there's a knock on the door and the truck's outside for the concentration camp? Well, do you think we might resist then? What about when they take your children away because there's an emergency and force you to work doing whatever job the government says, that takes over your transport, that takes over the airwaves, that takes over the energy supplies, that takes over your home? At what point are we going to say enough in enough numbers to be effective and make a difference? Because that's the question people have got to ask. We have got to, I would suggest, Alex, move in terms of people that understanding of the conspiracy and awareness of the conspiracy from the point that most people once were, where they're completely ignorant of the fact there is a conspiracy. And then thanks to a lot of work by a lot of dedicated people, that information has started circulating in very, very large amounts. And suddenly we've moved to another stage with a lot of people where they're now standing on the other side of the street, and now they're aware enough of the game to watch their own prison being built. So, I tell you what they're going to do next. I told you, I knew they'd do that. Now, we've moved from not knowing the prison is being built around us to seeing it being built around us, but it's still being built around us. So we need to cross the road and start engaging with it in large numbers. Get organized.
You're right. The first
massive campaigns of non-cooperation with the system, because it can't survive and it can't prosper and it can't work unless we have it has our acquiescence.
Well said. First, we've got to get people awakened, and we're deep into that process now. Then we have to get people to take action, and the system knows that we're entering that phase. But dealing with the issue of the awakening, when you were speaking about the takeover of infrastructure, the takeover of media, the shutting down of free speech, this is happening everywhere now. And what you were mentioning was the new executive order Obama just signed two weeks ago. Similar things are being done in the euro. They're appointing the leaders now. The Economist magazine, the Financial Times of London are saying it's good to have appointed leaders. So there's this attempt to now hide everything in plain view, but I don't see it working. Take the shooting of the poor Jewish children and the commandos in France. It came out day one, and now it's even the Jerusalem Post and Italian newspapers, that the guy was working with French intelligence. He was protected. Somebody else videotaped it. The whole thing was staged to get Sarkozy in. I mean, now it isn't taking months for that to come out. It's immediately coming out. It's a false flag. Now it's coming out. The Hatari militia weren't planning attacks, and it was all a setup. And the judge did the right thing and is saying drop the charges. A crisis point is being reached, and I see the system trying now to kind of hide things in plain view. They've gone from denying it to hiding it in plain view, and I see some people out there that say, oh, there's no hope, oh, the elite are invincible. I'm finding the opposite. I'm finding that when we do get off our knees, as your last book was called, that all we have is power. All we do is win if we don't care about the ridicule. It's almost like a spiritual thing that if you give in to the ridicule when you're called a conspiracy theorist for questioning known liars, then somehow, you know, that like gives power to the other side. But when you know you're telling the truth and speak out against it and take action, it's having incredible things. I want to get into your experience in Hawaii. As you said before we went on air, you want to talk about this, you know, point of nowhere to run. But before we do that, why do you think Petraeus has come out and admitted what we've known for a decade, that all new appliances have tech, data over power line, listening, watching, Google watching, beyond 1984, cell phones, toasters, clock radios. They're now admitting life extension and life reversal that the elite have, that cloning for decades. Speak on those issues as we get into more. It's cheesy, but I gotta say it. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why are you still alive, A, and B, at the very highest level of human control on this planet? And, of course, the elite believes they're interfacing with these dark entities. And that's what all the religions say. But the point is, and when you say it, though, you're kooky and bad because you have a different angle on it, according to the mainstream media. Why are we still alive, A? And then B, at the human level, what is the highest secret society order? Who is the most evil person on Earth?
Well, on the second, I don't think we know because they don't put themselves on public display. I mean, I think at the core of the core of the core, where I say they directly interact with these entities that are described in every ancient culture and every religion has them, demons, archons, jinn, whatever you are. They don't put themselves on public display. But the House of Rothschild is absolutely right up there. They are a major, major influence. And what they've done brilliantly through the 20th century to now is taken the in-your-face control. They've increased their control, but they have hidden it so that the Rothschilds are a kind of a faded force. They're not. They're right up there. And I love the thing, Alex, about why are you still alive? I mean, what ultimate defeatism? People said to me over the years, if you were genuine, you'd be dead. All right, so the only genuine conspiracy researcher is a dead one, right? So we don't have the feeling that actually we can take the power to take the system on and be effective against the system, because we don't think the system is all bloody powerful. No, it is all powerful. Therefore, you would be dead. They wouldn't let you do this. Well, there are other forces at work as well. You know, we look out in this tiny frequency range we call visible light, which is barely bloody, existing, and we think that everything we see and the human form on Earth is the only one that exists, and it's the only reality. There are multiple infinite realities. Religions talk about them in their own way, and there are many, many levels of reality that are working to bring an end to what's happening in our reality, in our world, and they are protecting people who are willing to do what is necessary to expose all this and make a difference. They are protecting them, and therefore it is not as easy as always saying something we don't like, bang bang. It's not, we've got to get over this defeatism.
Well, I was about to say, this is a cognitive dissonance, Cass Sunstein-type idea that we can't win. Anybody who's successful is bad. You're just saying humanity is crap when history shows us the opposite. And what are people saying who are saying there's nobody good who's standing up? They're saying they're crud as well. Because I always say, okay, let's just say I'm bad, which I'm not. I mean, I'm pure of heart. I'm not a perfect person, but I really do love people. I really do want to have a better world. I wanted our species to go to the stars. I'm a fan of man. I'm a fan of humanity. I believe in humanity. And then these people just say, oh, no, you couldn't be successful, without the New World Order. Okay, fine then. I'm bad. Don't use the fact that I'm bad as an excuse for you to not take action. You know you're supposedly good, and everybody else is a bad New World Order. Come on, stand up and take action. Instead of just spending all day attacking everybody else that's trying to do something. And then you find out, oh, they're the operatives. They're the cognitive dissidents. They're the COINTELPRO. And the good news is people have gotten wise to that. And I've seen all the attacks I've gone through, you've gone through, and others have gone through, has actually just become advertising for us. I mean, in a way, the enemy is stupid. I mean, I guess they're fighting an old game where people were in a trance state, but people are not in a trance state anymore. At least those that are awake aren't. And the folks that are still in a trance, I'm sorry, they're not even on the game board here. They're spectators. I mean, I'm in the arena and I have come to wake some people up.
The thing that people need to understand more than anything else is all this conspiracy, all this enslavement. It is not a bloody game. It's real. And if we don't focus on that and focus our lives on it, we're going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
David, let me interrupt you just for a moment, and then I want you to continue on this line, because it's not that I'm mad at my detractors. Again, they actually help us get the word out in a weird way. That's how the universe works. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I see them more as like hobbyists who think that if they spend all their time critiquing other people who are awake and involved, that somehow it's like a scalp, that if they've bashed David Icke or they've bashed Alex Jones or they've told us, that, oh, they're really an agent or they're scum, that somehow it makes them big men and women. And it just makes me so sad for them. So it hurts me, but not in a way that they think it's hurting me. It's so pathetic. Briefly, your comment on that.
The word hobby, I think, is very significant, because it is like a hobby. It is like an add-on to people's lives. And we're dealing with a situation where it has to become the focus of people's lives. If anyone's got children and grandchildren, you say, oh, I just want to do the best for my children, well, this has got to be the focus of your life then, if that's your motivation. Not an add-on, it is slightly interesting, and certainly not just winning points over. I see it all the time. See, I know more about this conspiracy than you do. It says bong bong postings, or whatever on a forum, and they're just playing at it. It's a playground at that level, and we need adults, not children, involved. And I just ask them, please look around you, look at what's happening. Stop being a juvenile and start being an adult so you can actually make a difference instead of
exactly
being an add-on to your life and a bit of fun and a bit of a hobby. This is not a game. This is real, and if we don't treat it as such and focus on it as such and support each other as such, then we're going to regret it for a very long time.
Exactly. I mean, pediatric cancer, some of them are up 10,000 percentage points. I go out in public, there's kids with shaved heads with chemo injectors on their arms everywhere. I mean, they're murdering us.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm here trying to wake people up, and I know a lot of them are operatives, but others are just screwed up people, and it's like sick. It's like, wow. Yeah. You know, we've got, yeah, this is real. I'm putting my life on the line. You are. We know how, this is not a game. I got chills when you said that. Truer words have never been said.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, all you can do is try to get these people to see what they're doing. You know, they think they're so informed, a lot of them. See, I know more than you do. Well, how informed are you? Let me ask a question. Apart from making attacks on people on forums and stuff like that, what do you actually do to make a difference? Because if you really knew what was happening and what is planned, then your focus would be on making a difference, not lambasting someone and winning brownie points in some intellectual, bloody nonsensical game that they play. You would see that we have to focus on this and make it the focus of our lives.
David,
so if you're not doing that, don't tell me you understand the conspiracy, because you clearly don't.
Very powerful.
The thing is that when people are in ignorance of what's happening in the world and what the agenda is and where they want it to go, I have some sympathy when they do nothing because they do not believe there's anything to be done. When I see people who, often for not their own efforts but the efforts of others, have seen what the agenda is, seen what they want to impose upon the world, see what they're imposing now, and their only response is to attack and undermine those that are putting their head above the trench and making a difference. Well, I say to those people, go and find your children and grandchildren, look them in the eye, and justify, given what world they're going to live in if it reaches the end that they want, far beyond what we've got now even, far, far beyond. And you justify to them attacking and trying to undermine, often exploit, those who are trying to make a difference. That ignorance, therefore no action, I can understand. Knowing what's at least a good part of what's happening and then seeking to undermine those who are trying to expose it, that turns my stomach. And one day, when they wake up, it will turn their own.
Yeah, it's bad luck. My gut just tells me those people have no idea what they're buying into. Because when you know the truth and decide to join evil, that is the ultimate sin.
Well, I think, Alex, that what's happening is we're all learning more, we're all becoming more aware, and therefore, you know, you become closer and closer to understanding what needs to be said and what needs to be done. And, you know, we must go on doing that, you know. I see people over the years at various conferences, and I've seen them make presentations. And that's very nice. Yes, that's interesting. Thing, yeah. And then I've seen them 10 years later making the same presentation. And I'm thinking, what have you been doing? The cutting edge has to constantly move. And it's moving very, very fast now. It's great. Great time to be alive.
It certainly is. Well, David, thank you for the time, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.